Hunchback of Notre Dame. When Eisner returned to the podium, he couldn't resist tweaking legendary investor Warren Buffett, who was in the audience and whose investment vehicle, Berkshire Hathaway, was the largest shareholder in Cap City's ABC. Buffett had bought 5% of Disney stock for $4 million back in 1965, but had then sold it a few years later at a modest profit. Had he held on to it, Eisner said, the $4 million stake would have now been worth $869 million. He drew appreciative laughter when he also pointed out that, had Disney bought $4 million of Berkshire Hathaway stock in 1965, it would now be worth over $6 billion. Afterward, Eisner returned to his room to pick up his bags, a little disappointed that he hadn't picked up any takeover feelers at all at a conference filled with dealmakers. Then, on the path to his condo, Eisner ran into Larry Tisch and his wife, and he leaped at the opportunity. "I've heard the rumors you're about to make a deal," Eisner said. "They're true," Tisch replied, surprisingly direct. He was close to selling CBS to Westinghouse, which was diversifying into media. "Wouldn't you rather make a deal with us?" Eisner asked. "Yes, absolutely," Tisch's wife, Billy, chimed in. Tisch said to call him over the weekend. Moments later, Warren Buffett walked up and congratulated Eisner on his presentation. Here was another opportunity, since Buffett was a pipeline to Cap City's ABC chairman, Tom Murphy. "The funniest thing just happened," Eisner said. "I ran into Larry Tisch, and we ended up talking about our buying CBS. Unless, of course, you want to sell us Cap Cities for cash." Eisner was planting the idea that Disney might buy another network, leaving ABC behind. "Sounds good to me," Buffett said immediately. "Why don't we go talk to Tom Murphy about it?" So Eisner accompanied Buffett as he headed toward the first tee, where he, Murphy, and Bill Gates were about to start a round of golf. On the way, they spotted Murphy in a parking lot, chatting with Robert Iger, ABC's president and chief operating officer, and his fiancée, ABC correspondent Willow Bay. "Oh, God, here comes Michael again," Murphy said. Eisner and Buffett waved and gestured to Murphy to join them. "Do me a favor," Iger said. "Don't sell the company without telling me." Iger was only half serious, but more than anyone else at Cap Cities, he probably had the most at stake. Just a month earlier, Murphy had told him that in September, he planned to announce his retirement and ask the board to name Iger as chief executive. The move would cap a stunning rise for Iger, who, at age 44, had been Cap City's president for less than a year. Tom Murphy joined Eisner and Buffett, and the three went for a short walk. "Michael wants to pay cash for Cap Cities," Buffett began. "I think he's right." Murphy seemed a little taken aback by his abruptness, but he, Eisner, and Buffett briefly discussed the possibility. "I'll have to think about it," Murphy finally said. Just then, Warner Brothers' Bob Daley walked by. "Don't sell your company to that guy," he laughed, pointing toward Eisner. Later that evening, Murphy reported to Iger that, "Michael is more serious than I thought. He's going to call me after this conference." The next day, Eisner was in high deal-making spirits when he called Peter Murphy and Tom Staggs from his home in Aspen. "You sent me out on a fishing expedition, and I..."